Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we're going to learn Simen Shin Samech Tes, the entire Shin Samech Tes, as well as Sif Aleph of Simen Shin Ayin. So this is page Reish Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, and says the Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Samech Tes. Somewhat of a confusing Simen at first, but once you get it down, it's pretty easy to clarify. Hanosin Ma'os L'Nachtom. If a person gives money to a baker, meaning you want to participate in the Erev, but instead of doing the normal thing and being maknes some food to the Eruv, or just having someone be mezakeh in the food for all the Bnei Ha'ir, the Bnei HaChatzer, or whatever. So you give money to a baker, va'omer lo, and you tell the baker, im yavau Bnei HaChatzer liknos mimcha kikar le'eruv, zacheli be'eruv she'eli chelik imam b'shil ma'azo. That if the people come to you, to the bakery, to get their box of matzahs, you know, for the Eruv, I want you to get me a portion in that box of matzahs for this money that I'm giving you right now. So eino Eruv, that does not count. That is not a valid Eruv. Afilu Eruv Hachenveni L'Kol Acherim. Even if they do make the Eruv for everybody else. Sivkat Nalef Afilu Eruv Hachenveni L'Kol Acherim Ratzalomar Al Yedei Zikoi Shezikol En Al Yedei Acherim Klobus Emeshin Samuvav Sivtas. They did a regular Zikoi for everybody else, but for you, you were paying money for it. And that doesn't work. Why? Even though he had in mind to have you included with everybody else. Says the Mishabur, why not Sivkat Beis Ratzalom B'chal Kol B'nei Achatzer. He had you in mind with everybody else in the chatzar. He didn't say your name specifically. He just said, I'm being mezake in this box of matzahs or in this loaf of bread for the whole community. And the reason is because we assume that the baker is not giving it to you as a matnas chinam the way he is to everybody else. Because once you gave him money, it's being megala that he would only give it to you for that money. Problem is, money is not kona. The Allah on a daraisa level Moses is konas, but midrabanan we pass in Moses and konas. You need to do agba mashiach or something else. Nimsa shein lo chelik beirav. So the guy, everyone else who's being kona with through a shliach who's being mezaka for them with agba, so that's fine. They're all kona. But this one guy wanted to be kona. He wanted to be a wise guy. He wanted to be different than everybody else. He wanted to be kona by giving a couple of dollars to the chenveni. Well, that doesn't work. Moses is not kona, and that was the whole kavana that the kinyan should only work with the money. So therefore, there is no kinyan. Aval, back in the Shulchan Aruch, im amr le arevli. But if you don't say, here, take this money, and therefore be makne to me, no, you just say, arevli, make an eruv for me. Make me in the eruv, kana eruv. Then it does work. Mishabura gimel, gam bekan mayri shazika lo anachtom b'chal l'macherim u'kumal l'mayla. Over here also, we're talking about where the nachtom was mezaka for you, together with the rest of the community. He didn't say your name separately. Batam da hachamani, the reason it works in this case is, mishum dekibun da amar arevli, since he said, make an Erev for me, hare aso shliach la'arev lo be'ofen shayoil. You made him a shliach to make an Erev for you in any way that works. And therefore it says, if you told him beferish to do a matnas chinam and not to give it to you for the money, because you want it to work, and you know ma'os is not kona. So it's as if you told him beferish that you want that you want it as a matana, just like he's giving to everybody else. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'afilu mamar zecheli, and similarly, even if you say zecheli, im nasan lo kli b'toras kinyan, Sheikhna Lobo, if you give him a kli as a kinyan to be kona the Eruv with, kona Eruv, then the Eruv is going to work. You want to buy a piece of that box of matzahs, money doesn't work. Ma'os is not kona. Aval makna kli, but if you're makna a kli, have a chalipin. That's what we call chalipin. Chalipin for sure works. So to pick up a kli as a kinyan chalipin, that's going to work. So since you gave the nachtom a kli, say he's giving you back the bread to be included in the Erev, like we say in a whole bunch of places. Or if the nachtom was mezake to you through a third party, or the nachtom takes the money that you gave him, and instead of being makne you a piece of the box of matzahs that he's using for the Erev, he goes out and buys more lechem, so then kana Erev, then the Erev does work. work. Actually, let's do the Mishabura. Hey, v'chenim zika lo anachtom. If the nachtom was zaka through a third party, ratzalomer shapirit shmo behedya, and he says your name beferish. V'lo b'stama imacherim. He doesn't just say I'm being makna this eruv for everybody. He says I'm being makna this eruv for everybody and for Shimon, you know, and for Reuven. And he says your name. Valkein af demos in kronos. So even though money doesn't make a kinyan, but the eruv still works because then it's a case of zachon adam shalom b'fanav. And that's why the zikoy works over here, even though at the beginning of the sif the zikoy did not work. And some say that some of the achronim disagree with what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that by using a third party and mentioning the guy's name, that it's going to work, because once the guy gave money, the intention is to do it with money, and money doesn't work. Now, if he took the money and he went and he bought some bread from the shuk with that money and used that bread for the eruv, that works, because then the nachtom became your shliach, the kanazes alechem, and as your shliach, he bought this bread for you. Meaning, if you're trying to use the money to be kona the bread that he already has, that doesn't work. But if you make someone a shliach to buy bread for you and then use that bread for the eruv, that does work. That's perfectly fine. And to finish off the sif, if you gave money to a balabais and you said be zoch in the eruv for me, then you're kona the eruv. Says the mishabura ches ma'al le balabais gam bekan marishim zakal le balabais bechal machirim b'matana. Over here also it's talking about where the balabais is mezaka for you together with everybody else as matana. V'atam de mahani hach. But the reason this works is l'fi shein derech balabais limkor mishalo. This is not a nachtom; it's a balabais. Balabatim don't sell their food. So therefore, we view this as the same as telling the guy make an eruv for me, or making him a shliach to make the eruv. And therefore, even if you don't say his name separately and you're mezakat him with everybody else in the chatzar, that also works. Let's see sif aleph of siman shin ayin. Hador bebeis sharach sadrum pesach shabchatzar eino asal bnei chatzar. All the members of the chatzar have to participate in the eruv, but if one of the members of the chatzar lives in a beis shar or nachsadro or a marpeset, he's not really someone who lives in a home in that chatzar, and therefore he does not need to participate in the eruv. Shem chashuvim dira. That's not a real dira. Avol ador bebeis ateven, bebeis aitzim, beis abak or beis otzarbos oser. But if he lives in a storage facility in the chatzar, then that's a real living, and he asers on the other people. Mishabura alef hador bebeis shar loshna shal rab loshna shal yachid. The beis shar could be a beis shar of multitudes of people or just of an individual. Arba mechitzos. Even though the Beishar has four walls, and a roof, but everyone walks through there, so that's not considered to be a dira. We'll get to what a marpeset is in a number of simanim for now. If such a person doesn't participate in the eruv, it's not a problem, because that's not called a dira. If let's say someone doesn't live in this chatzar, but he set up his sukkah in this chatzar on sukkahs, he doesn't need to participate in the eruv. That's not a real dira. And likewise, if you have a house that's less than 4 amos, pay 4 amos. It doesn't ask the dil chashiva dira. That's also not called the dira. But we said if he lives in the beis hateven, beis haetim, beis habakar, beis haotzer, then it is a dira. Even though it's made of flimsy material, it's still a dira. Not only that, even if he doesn't sleep there at night, he just eats his meals there. That's also called that he lives there, because makom pitogorim, primarily we look at where a person eats when determining where he lives. That's nogeah for hilchas Chanukah, that's nogeah for hilchas hadlakas neros Shabbos, right? We've discussed. So we look primarily when all else is equal. That's the important caveat. When all else is equal, we look at where a person eats to determine his dira. Oser ad sheitin chalko be'eruv. So therefore, no one's allowed to carry in that chatzar unless this guy also gives his chelik in the eruv. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that if someone gives money to a Nachtum and says, okay, now for this money, I want you to include me in the Eruv, in that box of matzahs, that does not work, but there are five exceptions. If he said Arevli, if instead of giving money, he gave a Kli, so it was a Kinyan Chalipin, if he was, if the Nachtum was Mefarit, the name of this guy, he didn't just say, I'm doing for all the members of the Chatzar, if the Nachtum went out and bought bread using that money, bought other bread from the Shuk using that money, that works, and if it was Balabai, it's not a Nachtum, that also works. Those were the five exceptions. And then in Sif Aleph of Simon Shin Ayin, we said that if you live in a place that is, does not qualify as a Beis Dira, either because everyone passes through it, or because it's less than 4x4 Amos, or because it's a Sukkah, then you do not have to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, it's valid without you. But if you live in a viable Dira, even if you just eat there, then you do need to participate in the Erev, it would be invalid without you. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up, I think, same time, same place with Si'if Beis. Everyone have a good night.